The ultimate escape from your day is listening to the Today FM Breakfast Podcast. If you want the perfect summer winery escape, get your tickets to R&B Vine Days from Ticketmaster.com.au. See Nelly, Craig David with full band, All Saints and A-Marie live on stage at Bimbadgen, Saturday, February 2, 104.1 Today FM.
And the podcast intro started.
Hang on.
And
Grant's got his headphones. This is arguably the most important part of the job, and that's introducing the podcast. Grant's just put his headphones on, and Ash has only just walked into the studio.
The podcast intro has started, you two. We are recording. This
I needed
is the
to wee. I was desperate. I'm at wee since 5:30 in the morning.
I thought you were still talking about the smoothie you've been talking about for 3 hours. Was it
well,
delicious?
Well, that's the reason I need to wee is because of all the smoothie liquid and
it
was
in
delicious.
The bin because you called us back.
What's in the smoothie?
Banana and berry. Mm. The key is the banana because if it's berry, it's too sweet. And it's just
well
a sweet.
Played,
it sits
well
high
played.
On the palate.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
But the banana gives it the depth it needs to fill you up.
Gives it some weight.
Weight.
Gives it some mass.
Yeah, mass.
God, hey, who else is having some fun with banana mass this week? Weekend,
our MKR naked cook probably is.
Ah, yes.
The dick
today.
Joke.
Yeah, that's
it's
good.
A dick joke, ladies and gentlemen. It's what we do best. Today FM Breakfast. Here's the podcast.
See ya.
We've had wonderful week. It is such a blessing to do this show with such amazing people. You guys feeling good for the last day?
Yeah, it's been a great week. Cavalli?
Absolutely. So far, so good. I'm very excited about this morning's show.
Now, something's coming. You're never just positive like
very
that.
Very disingenuous. What's
there's always some smart-ass comment on its way to ruin our happy buzz.
What's going on?
It's just because I'm being blacked by Bernard Tomic.
Oh, no.
Not you as well.
Yeah.
He's getting all of our best Aussies.
Yeah, so I just got to be careful what I say.
Okay. No, okay. We'll be mindful of that as we make our way through today's show, Cav.
Stinker of a day too, let's not forget, guys.
Oh, today's the peak, total fire ban, another poor air quality alert, which apparently means there's something about the amount of ozone in the air.
That, okay,
it's not people farting, it's an ozone level. So,
but what if we organise for everyone in the whole of Sydney on like the count of three to do a fart and then tested the air quality?
Yeah,
I reckon it would still say poor air quality.
There'd be another hole in the ozone layer.
It's not
is
improving.
What will happen.
That's for sure. But it's going to get up to 45 in the west, 33 in the city. So again today, we want to help you out. Everybody that calls 13 10 60 and everybody that gets on air today. Guys, they're winning a pool.
Yes.
Yeah.
An inflatable pool. But still a
still,
pool.
Yeah, cool you can pool. Get naked in this pool. If you go to the local pool, you can't take your clothes off. But if it's blow-up pool in the backyard, get your boobies out.
You know what this inspired me to do? We're giving away a ton of these pools. Every caller gets one. But yesterday afternoon, I went out and bought one for my kids.
Aww.
I was so inspired by yesterday's radio comp, and it felt so desirable at a time when we need it more than ever, these pools, that I went and got one for my little kiddly winks.
Right.
Okay. They loved it.
Promise beautiful. You didn't steal it out of the prize cupboard.
No, okay. If I was a worse human being, I should have.
All right, guys. Great. When you leave a reality TV show, sometimes it's hard to remain relevant and have people keeping and talking about you. Speaking of getting nude, Ash, next going to chat to someone who, in a bid to remain relevant, is getting naked.
Love it.
Guys, when you finish on a reality TV show, normally, like on the singing shows, you disappear forever and everyone's happy.
Yeah.
That they don't have to see you anymore.
Or if it's The Bachelor, you sell the teeth whitening products on Instagram.
Exactly right.
Yep. That's true.
Or if you're Kira and Jared, you just keep breaking up and getting back together in a brilliant ploy to stay
so good.
Relevant.
However, granted. Every now and again, someone comes along from a reality television show that's already got some skill.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the cooking shows, MasterChef and My Kitchen Rules, these people are already good at doing something.
Mm.
I am thrilled to speak to our next guest. His name is Jordan Bruno. People remember him from MKR. He's now been named Mr. Gay Australia and Mr. Gay Worldwide. And he's got himself a business, a very, very smart catering business. Good morning, Jordan.
Morning, guys. How are we?
Now, talk us through, what is the Jordan Bruno experience?
Essentially, I'm a little bit naughty and a little risque, and I come to people's houses and I do catering jobs, but I do a little bit more nude and unconventional compared to the usual chef.
You're cooking in the nude at my house.
In the nude.
For an extra $250 on top of it, which I think is a very, very good deal. Now, Jordan, I'm thinking OH&S here. What if it gave it a splashback from the oil on the special parts? Is there some sort of contingency here?
Look, I wear a little apron, don't get me wrong, but I haven't had any incidents just yet. But, I mean, that seems to be people's first concern. But, I mean, that's part of the experience.
Well, I'm watching.
If anything, just got worried more aware.
You're going to put the wrong sausage in the fry pan, no, man. You know what I mean? No, like it's at that level.
That's not okay.
Come on,
come on. I don't actually have any sausage on the menu, so it's an easy one to avoid. But I can see how you get confused.
Now, Jordan, Grant, and I are mad for a bit of nudity.
Yes.
However, one part of the trio, one Ed Cavalier, is so uncomfortable with this idea. Not only that there'd be a naked person in his house, let alone making and serving food. So would you be open to getting your kid off and maybe serving up a nice brekkie for us in studio, mainly for Ed?
Yes, I would love to. Oh, my gosh. No. We need to have a more sex-positive society and get on board with nudity.
Yes.
There's nothing wrong with a little bit of skin. Embrace it, buddy.
You know what, Jordan? There's two things he doesn't like in life. Nudity and hugs. Do you think that you can personally like combine both of those things to really confront our Ed?
Yeah, oh my gosh, you're in for a treat, definitely.
Look, I do radio in a hazmat suit. I'm so worried. This is not my idea of fun. I appreciate that you're taking Plumber's Crack to the next level, but this...
All right, you're about to cross swords on air, so...
All right, that's it. Turn his mic off.
Even I'm uncomfortable with that, Grant.
Turn his mic off.
Sorry, Jordan. I apologize.
It's off.
Jordan, he's got a gold Logie. Is that a disgrace or what, Jordan? What do you think of that comment?
No, I feel like that's all right. I'm going to roll with it.
Yes, Jordan. Your mic really is off, Grant. Stop trying to talk.
Jordan. I mean, I'm Mr. Gay World, so crossing swords isn't new to me.
Mic's back on.
You can go to Jordan Bruno's Facebook page. We'll speak to you soon, Jordy.
Sounds good. Thanks, guys.
Good on you, Jordy.
Thanks, legend. Cheers, mate.
Take care.
I'll tell you who might need to calm down, and that's have you seen this war between Leighton Hewitt and Bernard Tomic? Claims by Leighton Hewitt today that Tomic was attempting to blackmail him or something in the Telegraph. And then meanwhile, a lot of unknown Australians sort of getting through in the Australian Open. I haven't been watching the Australian Open. You guys into it? You guys been watching it?
No.
Not really this year. A couple of friends on Instagram are, but
there's no Aussies I know in there. And it feels like the first couple of rounds are just full of countries I've not even heard of as well. So it makes it hard.
Yeah, you tune in at the end when the good people are still there.
So, but it's all about now, it's all, you know, nothing's the same. It can't just be about the tennis. It's always going to be about all the stuff around it. You know, London, you would have seen this with music festivals, Grant. You know what it's like. You've always got to have other stuff.
Cool. And the peripheral drama.
Exactly right. And also now about what else can you do? It's not just tennis. So the Today Show's been down there every morning, and I believe they're down there again today. And have a listen to one of the major events that's just outside the courts.
We are playing Pixar Putt. It's pretty much combining all the great things of Pixar Disney characters with mini golf.
Great.
Wow, that's a good combo.
Yeah, everyone loves mini golf. Why not use some Pixar ones? And I actually went down there. I just flew down, flew back, just a day trip, and recorded a couple of the holes.
Oh.
So you should be able to tell which film is this hole from. Have a listen.
To infinity and beyond.
That's
Toy Story.
Toy Story. That was Buzz Lightyear. Mm-hmm.
Correct. That's that's the 14th hole. Now, this is the 18th hole. This was the trickiest hole. See if you can have a listen to the theming of it and see if you can guess which film this hole's from.
Oh. 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 Ah. Oh. Oh. Ah. Ah.
That's the human centipede hole.
Oh.
It's a lot of fun. Well, speaking of R&B Fridays Live, the host of that massive series of gigs is our very own Ash Lundin.
Yep, yep.
Now, Lundo, this is something that many people who are just getting to know you don't know, but you are a musical expert. You've been interviewing the biggest stars for over 10 years now, and what happens off air is we'll be hearing a song and someone will come up, some musician, and you'll tell an incredible story about that person.
It's my favourite thing about you, because you've got so many wicked stories about the biggest names in the world.
Yeah, and I forget that it's interesting, because it's,
we counted
200 interviews last year in 365 days.
Wow.
And then, and you forget because there's been so many. So I have got quite a few in the vault.
All right. So what we've done is we've taken the vault and we've put it on a wheel. So we're just going to spin the very crappy Today FM wheel.
I hope it works.
So I give some examples of some of the artists that might come
drop
up.
Some names.
Oh,
we've got Adele on there. We've got Kesha on there. We've got Harry Styles, Montana.
But everything is crossed for a Harry Styles story, but we keep going. Okay.
Okay. Grant, I reckon. It's very game show esque. Okay. I think it's a Grant Denyer job.
The worst wheel in the world, so we're sorry.
It's pretty shitty.
All right,
here we go. You ready?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
The wheel needs the paddles. The wheel needs clear.
It's
Sasha.
Yeah.
This is Usher. The one I was hoping wouldn't come up.
Oh, right. Good.
Okay.
Go.
All right. Okay, so I think I was probably around 24 or 25 years old, and I just kind of started out doing interviews, and I've still got really nervous. And at this point, it should be noted that I was a nobody. I'm still kind of a nobody now, but back then I was like an extra nobody.
Yep.
So I would do the interviews, and then they would cut out my voice, and actual famous people would then revoice the questions.
Oh, no. Oh my
so
God.
You did the legwork.
I did
others.
The legwork. Yes, you
were
a
fluffer. You were an interview fluffer.
So okay. I think we've actually got some audio of this. So if you're wondering why I sound so softly spoken,
that's
it's
cute.
Because there couldn't be any talk over because I was getting cut out of it. So yeah, I think it's actually I was here on the OMG tour,
oh,
and
God.
This question and answer happened.
You know, you are here on the OMG tour. Tell me, what's the last thing in your life that made you go OMG?
Oh, man, the last thing that made me go OMG. You really want to know that?
Yeah.
You sure?
Yeah.
Okay, we got a nice rack. Oh. You just missed it. There's done.
Did you say what I thought you said?
Well, you know.
It's a compliment, I hear.
Oh, did you say
got a
what
nice
he said?
Rack, yeah. Oh.
Usher told you you had a nice rack.
Yeah.
And then that orchid.
It was so
orchids?
Awkward because I was so new and just didn't know anything. And all of his mates were laughing. And I was sitting there like knowing that I was going to tell this story for the next 30 years of my life. So I just kind of awkwardly kept going. And we have got the video on Instagram in case you do want to look at it.
God.
At Today Fan Breakfast.
So how did you finish?
I called my boyfriend afterwards, who's like, you know, skinny and 24. Yeah, and I told him, he's like, I'm going to bash him. I'm like, yeah, goodbye. And all my friends after that called me UAR, which stands for Usher Approved Rack.
Wow. Yeah. Yeah. I love it.
There you go.
Alpha 704 Today FM Breakfast, Grant Denyer, Ed Cavalli and Ash London. Now, we're doing things a little differently in 2019. During the week, normal Alpha Bucks for regular grown humans, but on Fridays, Alpha Bucks kids. How can we change it?
MC, I know you're rolling in the dough with your $45 that you just won.
$41.
So rich!
That's going to blow this out of the water, though, because 8-year-old Mia from Kellyville is now ready to play Today FM's Alpha Bucks Kids. How are you this morning, Mia?
Hi, everybody.
Oh, God.
Mia.
Oh, she's too cute.
I'm excited but nervous.
Oh, God!
It's good to be excited. You don't need to be nervous. Because you're amongst friends and we want you to do well and you're going to do great. Now, if we can get there, if we can win you some cash, like there's a whole stack of it up for grabs, what would you buy, Mia?
I would buy a dog.
Good choice.
What kind of dog?
A cavoodle.
They're great. I've got a cavoodle called Princess Popping Popcorn. You will love a cavoodle to cuddle up on bed with, yeah?
Yeah, that's a funny name.
I named it myself.
What would you call your cavoodle, Mia? Have you got a better name in mind?
Yeah.
Pippin.
Like Scotty Pippin, the basketball player.
Pippin. Yeah. Hey, Mia, just relax and just take a breath. We're going to do just fine together, okay? You got 30 seconds to answer 10 questions. All your answers must start with the letter C today. C for cup or cavoodle, if you like.
There you go.
For each question you get right, you'll score $100 with a chance to win up to 10 grand. If you don't know an answer, Mia, that's okay. Just say pass and then we'll move on to the next question. We must take the first answer. You can't use the same answer twice and the adjudicator's word is final. Mia, you ready?
Yes.
Your letter is C. Here we go. Name something you drive.
Car.
An ice cream flavour.
Chocolate.
Vegetable.
Cauliflower.
A cartoon character.
Casper.
An animal.
Cavoodle.
Something you write with at school.
Pass.
Something you give with gifts.
Pass.
A boy's name.
Cooper.
Something that you light on your birthday.
Candle.
A job.
Car driver.
Something you write with.
Oh my gosh, Mia, that was an absolutely incredible effort. You are a superstar. Granny, how much has she won?
Start looking up Cavoodles online. You got $700.
Yay!
Thank you so much. I'm so happy.
You are an absolute superstar, Mia. Congratulations. You should be so proud of yourself, mate.
And, I mean, the $700 is great. Mia, you've also won an inflatable pool.
A swimming pool.
Thank you.
This day just couldn't get any better.
I do need to say something, MC. I know you just said Saving Breakfast with Grant Denyard, Cavalier, Ash London, but from now on, I would like to be just known as Liz. That's okay.
Oh, okay. Oh, Liz.
Liz. The queen, or?
Inspired by Liz Ellis, the champion Liz. Netballer.
Yep.
Because yesterday I made my debut as a wing defence on the Today FM Fatales netball team.
Great. Hey. Great name. Great job.
Thank you very much.
Now, when was the last time you played competitive sport?
22 years ago.
So you're fresh.
Yeah,
you're coming in fresh.
I was more of the drama club kind of kid.
Yeah.
I was even house captain in year 12. And at the house sports day, didn't even bring my runners.
Okay.
Didn't even get in the pool for house swimming.
You're
not interested.
So how nervous were you walking onto the court with a 22-year hiatus?
I was pooing my pants. Because I went to the Sexy Vi-Vi's house because we walked down together. And the whole time I felt like I was about to go on stage for a billion pounds. I was like so nervous and sweaty. And then we got there onto the court. And then all the other teams like practicing, doing like drills and like lobs and stuff. And I thought, I am so deeply out of my depths here. So the first, the quarter was where I really shone.
Right, okay.
Because Sexy Vi-Vi, who's here, what was I doing in the first quarter that made me really shine?
Well, you sat on the sidelines and you were scoring.
I was scoring.
Very good.
Important
But I did really well with the scoring.
Good
and
job.
Then I took wing defence and then I got on there. Look, I want to say that I was like the on-court cheerleader?
Yeah, yeah, the hype person.
Hype person?
Well, I'll just say something, because I've played a little bit of mixed netball back when I thought it was a good idea.
Yeah.
And what you do, and Violet, you will confirm this, wing defence is where you put the worst player, is it not?
No, it's not. It's not like Violet? Sexy Violet. That's
look,
not true.
Yeah, it is.
I intercepted one ball.
Good.
And
good.
I got about 100. What are those things called where you get in someone's face and then you get...
Contact.
Contact.
Obstruction.
Obstruction. I got a couple of obstructions.
And did you win? What was the final score?
Well, thanks to my athletic prowess on the netball court, I am very pleased to say that the Today FM Fatales in their first game of the season won by 15 goals.
Oh!
Thank you. I want to thank Gemma Seymour's mum, who was our coach in primary school at St. Martin's, for everything she instilled in me and the power of netball that lived for 22 years, lying dormant in my soul, but then came out on the field at Centennial Park.
Court.
Yeah, it's a court.
Court.
That's fine.
Call me Liz.
Get extra laughs when you download and subscribe to the Today FM Breakfast podcast. Search Today FM Breakfast on your favourite podcast app or head to todayfm.com.au now.
Everybody that gets on air today wins a pool.
This is a pretty amazing prize, and it's an easy way to cool down, because often if you want to go to the beach, you have to drive, get a park, and then, you know, you might get really sunburned. Maybe a blue bottle will get you.
Yeah.
Been out lately, the blue bottles, haven't they?
Yeah, yesterday, Sexy Vi-Vi and I went swimming, and then there were blue bottles, and I got scared and got out, and then a guy came out with a big net. And he went in and he hand caught all the blue bottles within a net. And I thought, that's the guy I want to come with me to the beach every day.
Big day to be doing that.
I know, but he's a hero.
First day taking Sailor to the beach, there's a little girl next to us swimming. She got stung and made a scream that I'll never forget. And Sailor hasn't been back in the water since.
Oh, no.
It's her equivalent of like watching Jaws before going swimming.
Oh, the poor little thing. All right, look, phones are going absolutely bunter. So obviously people need these pools. So 131060, if you want to pull. I think we got Carol. Carol in Penrith. Hello, Carol.
Hello. How are you?
Oh, has it been hot as in Penrith, hasn't it?
It's really, really hot.
Right now it's saying it's 25 degrees, but the apparent temperature, so what it actually feels like, it's basically 29 and it's 7:30 in the morning.
Oh, my God.
You got another 20 degrees to go today.
You're halfway there, Carol. Congratulations. Hey, you got a pool. Carol. Good on you, Carol. Nice to have you with us.
guys, there is someone who's woken up this morning in a very good mood.
We've all imagined what you would do if you won $107 million. I would not be staying at work like this winner has overnight. I would be buying an island and saying, see you suckers, to work life.
And we came in today and we told the producers, we've got to get the winner. We've got to get the winner. And we have been told in an exclusive chat with Today FM Breakfast, we believe we've got on the line. Hello.
Yes, hello. It's Gavin from Double Bay. Yes, I'm definitely a woman. A woman who is the real winner of the Powerball jackpot. So congratulations to me. I hear you all asking, what am I going to spend the money on? Well, the first thing I'm going to do is buy a personality for Ed Cavalli. And then I'm going to donate some money to the Carl Stefanovic Divorce Fund. His next divorce is probably only a few months away now. I'll also probably donate some money to some of my other favourite charities. I love to pay the NRL players' legal bills. That's about $58 million a day. I then donate to the victims of Family Feud. People that are still scarred by just how bad it really was. Hashtag pointless, hashtag act soon. Then I'm going to invest in some property. In $100 million, you can buy yourself a broom cupboard in Double Bay, which is nice, and I can get 15 foreign students in there. Just go in the bucket, kids. We clean it out every month. Now I have to go. I'm having a big celebration party. All of my friends are here. Koshi is here. Hey, Koshi, what are you bringing to the celebration party?
Marijuana.
Okay.
Bye, oh no, he's still going. Sorry, Gavin, continue.
Splash, shut the hell up. A woman is speaking. I have splashed her. A real woman is speaking. Don't you dare. Don't you dare interrupt me. A real woman is speaking. I've also spent $100,000 on a bag of Corey Norman's party flower. Corey, are you fired up?
Tell the young bloods. Get it, baby. Get it.
Oh, I'll get it, Corey, and then you'll get it. Gotta go, Dylan Napa's. Oh, thank you, Corey. I know you're excited. I've got to go. Dylan Napa's firing up the camcorder.
Dudes, I found my calling.
This is about the bloody bikes.
Mate, it's not race cars anymore. It's not hosting award-winning axe game shows.
It's the bikes.
Is it the bikes? Confirm or deny it's the bikes.
I can confirm that it is red hot, those lime green bikes in Sydney.
If you don't know, you're not, all he does off air, all London does is talk about the smoothies she hopes to attain.
Yep.
And all Grant does is bang on about the lime bikes. How good are the lime bikes? We haven't been on the lime bikes, mate, because we're not German tourists. Mate, we haven't been on the lime bikes, mate.
This is a beautiful city. You've got to soak up from every angle, mate. Not from the car, not from a bus, not from an air in your first class cabin in Emirates as you're flying overseas, mate. Wow. You've got to do it like we do, the commoners. You get on there on the bikes,
commoners.
You hire it with your app, you get to ride around the foreshore of Sydney. And, mate, I've learned things about this city that I've never knew.
Give me one example.
All right, okay, so I'm riding around Barangaroo Reserve, right? Did you know that the traditional owners of the Eora Nation, you know, the Gadigal people, you know, the women used to do the fishing in bark boats, and they used to have a fire in the middle of their bark canoes, and they would catch it at night. They'd use the fire to lure the fish up to the surface. They'd grab them, and they'd cook them in the canoe and then take them back to the tribe.
I did know that. Yeah.
That's actually... I didn't, and that's pretty interesting, Grant. I'll pay that. I mean, we laugh at you because every day while we're hanging out with our families and friends and living our lives, you are solo lime biking around Sydney.
Look, it doesn't always go well. Yes, I look like a lime green Mary Poppins with a lice-ridden rental helmet on. But I was riding 2 days ago and I thought I was doing pretty well. And then I went to avoid a runner. I went around a runner and then I didn't see a lamppost. And then I hit the lamppost, it grabbed my handlebars and threw me to the ground.
I love this.
Your accidents that you're having are that. Like, you know, considering what we've been through this week with your monster truck work, I prefer you on the bikes. But the bikes, you can't really hurt yourself that bad. If you love bikes so much.
Yes.
And if you think you're so cool, Lise,
I am
cool.
Then why don't you take some people on a magical bike tour? We've already made an intro, so you have to do it. Let's hear our intro, please. So, are you willing to take some people who are listening now?
Yeah.
Get a lime bike each, and you are their tour guide as you go around the foreshore of Sydney, maybe throw in a meal and have a great time.
And look, can we connect your credit card to the app for everyone so that you pay for the rental?
Well, do we have a cap on how many people are allowed in to join us on this ride?
I can get a
handful
of people.
I can do that. I got a great idea. We'll start under the bridge.
Yeah.
We'll head round through Barangaroo so I can just reuse that stat that I just told you then because it's the only thing I know.
Good.
And then I'll take you around for a feast, which is in the most dangerous part in Sydney.
Ooh.
Yeah. Yep.
Precarious.
You got to stand outside the Darling Harbour food court with a sushi roll in your hand and try not to get attacked by the thousands of seagulls that sniper you from behind.
Ooh. Well,
just
I'm in.
That.
Are you in, Cavalli?
No, I won't be attending. But everyone else can have a great time. No, I'm coming. I'm coming, baby.
Oh, that's good. You can ride in my basket. I'll dink you.
If you are listening and you're like, yeah, I want to go on a bike tour of Sydney led by Grant Denyer, give us a call right now on 131060 and we'll have you along and then you'll take us out for a sushi lunch.
Mate, you'll never have a better life in your day in this beautiful, fine city of ours.
He's really talking it up.
He is. 131060, want to go on a bike tour led by Al Grant on Lime Bikes. It's
Don't
happening.
Laugh like it's lame. It is not
it's
lame.
It's totally lame. It's the lamest thing we've ever done on this radio show.
Good for the environment. You can neutralise your carbon footprint and get on board.
Says the race car driver. Is this guy for real?
Who owns cows who fart in the atmosphere.
Okay, now we're doing a little phoner here. It is 131060. Are you over the age of 30? Are you living at home and are you loving it?
Right. Are you making fun of me?
Yes. Because
there's nothing wrong with the way I choose to live my life.
You are over 30, you have a job, and yet you're living with your in-laws.
You're living with your uncle and auntie, and every day all you do is tell us how great it is. And how you and your husband are house hunting, but you don't want to find something because you love it so much.
What's wrong with you? There's no shame about it with you either. Which is...
I love it. It's the best.
How?
How is it the best to be over 30 and living at home? How are you loving it?
The people of Sydney will call and tell us, and there'll be so many people calling in to say, yeah, I'm doing it, and that by the end of it, you will want to move back in with your family.
Okay. So I put it to you that you're looking for a place to live right now. I don't think you're trying that hard. I don't think your heart and soul is in it.
The only joint you've found, there's a huge problem with it. Like that, I agree. You're not trying because you don't want to leave. You watch London. You watch the tumbleweeds that roll through our phone lines. Nah. 131060.
Calls
are
coming.
Are you?
Especially from Western Sydney. Come on, my Habib's calling. Back me up here.
So, are you over 30? Are you living at home? And are you loving it? Obviously, and if you call something for the backyard at your parents' place, blow up pools, giving them to everybody that gets on air today.
Mom, Dad, I got a pool for you.
We're asking you, are you over 30? Are you living at home and are you loving it? Because, Ash, you are in that situation.
Affirmative. And I'm not ashamed of it. And it's not just because culturally it's accepted in my culture to stay at home forever. I'm on a really great thing here. I don't have to really shop for groceries. I just bum off the food. My auntie buys all of the fancy, like, kitchen things, like air fryer, Vitamix, really good oven. My washing miraculously gets done. Why would I leave?
Oh, the laundry fairy. You're not alone. Samantha from Concord. Samantha, how old are you?
I'm 31.
Living at home?
I am, and I'm loving it. It's the best thing, like. Why would I leave? Mum does everything for me. She cooks, she cleans, she rents.
My girl. What nationality are you, Samantha?
I'm Australian.
It's not just my culture. People, smart people like Samantha are on board with it.
Is your mum as happy as you are about the scenario?
She is. She wouldn't want me to leave.
Now, do you have brothers and sisters at all, Samantha?
I do. I've got 3 brothers and 1 sister.
And where do they live?
And I'm the only one living at home.
Because you're the smart one. Have you always been the smartest in your family, Samantha?
I think so, yeah.
Do you have a partner, like a boyfriend or anything?
I've got a boyfriend, yeah, and he's still at home with his parents too.
Providing something for the family, though, you've got a blow-up pool for the backyard, so...
There you go. Bringing something home.
There you go. Who needs revenue?
What a smart woman she was, Samantha. She knows what's up. She knows how to live her life.
She's like confident.
Sounds like the blow-up pool is her only contribution to that household. Chris from Ashfield is also living the ultimate dream. What's so good about it, Chris, for you?
All right, so, like, we live next door, so we don't live completely together, but I'm Greek, so I come from a culture where that's kind of accepted, but I got brought up with a mum that said, no, you got to move out. So I was like, all right, I'm moving out. But I moved in with next door to my in-laws, who are South American.
Compared
to Greeks, they do a lot more chores around the house. And they've got a key, so me and my wife, we go to work, and they'll come into our place, they'll clean, they'll do the gardening.
Oh, my dream.
There's like empanadas on the dining tables, everything sorted.
Empanadas.
Yeah, the solution for you, Ash, is you just got to move in next door. Just find a place on the same street or something like that.
I can't afford a place next door, unfortunately. You'd think all this time living at home would have put some cash in the bank.
I was going to say.
I've not done that.
Well, we do have a very special guest now, do we not?
Mm-hmm. Hang on. Just going to have a look.
Get and joining up. Us on the line now to talk about the joys of having someone living at home over the age of 30 is Ash's Uncle Billy that she's living with. Good morning, Uncle Billy.
Good morning, Uncle Grant. How are you doing? Long time no see.
Uncle Grant and Uncle Ed here.
You've never seen either of them, Billy. Now, they're giving me crap because they think it's uncool for me to live with family, but you love having me there, right?
Had I not got married, I thought the appropriate age is 60 years old to leave home. Yes. I was happy. It was a beautiful, loving, happy environment. Yeah. I was sidetracked by marriage.
Yeah,
now, I'm thinking Ashley should stay till she's 60, but she recently got married.
Mm.
So I'm giving her a little bit of a discount on the length of time, and we're going to make it 53 and a half years.
Thank you, Uncle Billy. And I bring so much to the household, don't I?
And there's nothing better than at 3:30 in the morning to hear the rat-a-tat-tat out of the shower.
Uncle Billy, would you ever
kick... You can't measure these things.
Would you ever kick her out and just say, look, it's time to move on? Or at least charge this freeloader some rent?
No, I wouldn't consider rent.
No.
But I'd never kick her out.
See?
That's it. I've changed my mind. I'm moving in.
Love you, Uncle Billy. Have a good day. See you back at home in a couple of hours.
All right, gang. Keep going. Travel on.
Are we meant to give Uncle Billy an inflatable pool?
No, he's got a pool.
Oh,
okay. My one chore around the house is supposed to be getting that net thing and getting the leaves out, but can't be bothered.
You've got one job for free accommodation.
Pay people to do that.
You can enjoy Today FM Breakfast with Grant Denyer, Ed Cavalli and Ash London anytime, anywhere. Just download and subscribe to the podcast now at todayfm.com.au.
Don't forget, next week, heaps on the show. Alpha Bucks is back. We've got the Grant Denyer Bike Tour, the Lime Bike Tour. That's coming.
Grant, you've decided you enjoy riding Lime Bikes around Sydney.
See Sydney like you've never seen it before.
Oh, no, he's closed his eyes.
Hot on my rear wheel.
When Grant Denyer closes his eyes, he's about to go into a monologue, a passionate monologue. We're going to cut you off there, Granny.
But if you want to go on a bike tour led by Grant on these Lime Bikes, call us now. We've got some spots up for grabs, 13, 10, 60, and Sydney loves Lime Bikes. Best way to see the city.
Mm. Just follow my
scooters.
Bell.
Scooters.
Ding, ding, ding.
Oh, scooters next.
Yep.
Yeah, scooter up tour.
Next. Oh, dear.
And guys, just been told, if you've got nothing on for Australia Day this year, next week we have got, it just sounds like the perfect Australia Day, okay? You, 29 mates, winning an entire harbour pool at Pier 1 right under the harbour bridge.
Does it include food and drinks?
Food and bevies taken care of.
Oh, yeah.
My God.
Make that 26 friends because I think the three of us are probably going to want to come.
Yeah, I reckon that's probably it. So Grant's got his bike tour. I'm hosting a driving tour of Sydney with Prince Philip next week, so that'll be exciting. It's going to be pretty short.
All right, guys, got to get out of here.
The ultimate escape from your day is listening to the Today FM Breakfast Podcast. If you want the perfect summer winery escape, get your tickets to R&B Vine Days from Ticketmaster.com.au. See Nelly, Craig David with full band, All Saints and A-Marie live on stage at Bimbadgen, Saturday, February 2, 104.1 Today FM.